This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 1 hour to take you through the second hour and the third hour of the hottest show in the entire country, of course, raw and unfiltered right here on the USA Radio Network. Our number hasn't changed. It's 1-833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. My name, you're wondering who I am. Okay, my name is Lee Elsie, and I get the distinct honor and the privilege to fill in for Wayne when he takes a day or two off, or when, of course, he needs a break for an hour or so. Plus, I get every Thursday from 6 to 7, which is always kind of great. And, again, it's always nice to talk to you guys, but I'd love to hear from you guys wherever you may be across the entire country. Now, I get it. The biggest story in the country, the biggest story in the world maybe right now, is this hurricane, literally devastating hurricane, that has flattened the Bahamas. And I'm going to have on this amazing meteorologist. He's really, really a great guy, and he's going to shed some light on, you know, why it stalled for so long over the Bahamas and where it's going next and all that goes along with that. So I'm just going to spend a couple minutes here, and then bottom of the hour we'll talk with Gil Simmons about that. He's, like I said, he's a great meteorologist. He's the main guy at one of our major stations here in the state of Connecticut, and I want to bring him to the national scene because he's, first of all, he's well-deserving of that, and he'll shed a lot of new light maybe on some things you may not know. Because I realize that this station, well, the USA Radio Network is, you know, it's a lot of radio stations maybe in the West Coast and Vegas and California and even inland where you guys never have any sort of impact when it comes to a hurricane. And I get that. Like, and I understand that. And there are some folks, of course, on the East Coast, and I'm sure there are a lot of folks with family members who maybe are living in Florida, et cetera, who might want to hear the latest and an updated one-on-one, if you will, with a meteorologist. But I get it. A lot of folks maybe haven't even experienced a hurricane. I've never been in an earthquake. I've been all over the world, but I've never felt an earthquake. I've never seen a tornado in my life. I've lived through dozens of hurricanes, but never one of those, you know, those other things that you guys may have, you know, a regularity with. You may have an earthquake every couple of days if you're living out there in California or what have you. And I get that. And I can only imagine how scary that is. And a hurricane, I mean, you know, we've never been walloped with a hurricane in my lifetime that has at least flattened everything. Apparently, that's what's happened in the Bahamas. There's very little left. I mean, if you're looking at any of these video feeds, if it's not flooded, it's flat. And I don't know, you know, what these people are going to do or how they're going to do it and how they're going to rebuild. I know that's a long way off, and we're still dealing with who's going to be a survivor and who's, you know, in need of trouble or in need of help right now and in trouble and all that goes along with that. But I just give you my couple of brushes with hurricanes. We had a couple of pretty strong ones in my life. The one I remember the most, I gotta say I was probably 13 or 14, maybe 12, and I remember just, you know, sitting in my house, and we lived fairly close to the water, so we ended up, you know, going down to the water to see the beginnings as the hurricane was beginning to hit and the rain was starting to whip. And, you know, like I said, I was 13, 14, some of the neighborhood kids, and the parents weren't too happy about it, so they gave us just a couple minutes to go down to the water's edge and kind of see what was going on. But it's pretty intimidating. It's pretty massive in certain cases, and this one that hit was pretty big. I don't know. They didn't give the categories back then. They didn't say Category 3 or Category 4. I do remember, though, that a cop circled our neighborhood. Now, remember, I'm 53, so when I was 13, 40 years ago, it wasn't the same as it is now. They tell you to evacuate now. You got to go, right? You pretty much got to vamoose, and you realize that no one's coming back to save you. I remember a cop with, you know, the microphone, the handheld microphone, not the megaphone, but they had a microphone that came out of the front speaker of the car, and he drove around our neighborhood probably for an hour just telling everybody to get out, get out, get out, get out. My father was old school, still is old school, and he's like, no, I built this house, because he was a mason, he was a bricklayer. I built this house. It's not going anywhere. It'll sustain any kind of wind, whatever it is, it'll stand. Anyway, so we stayed, and the water actually came up over the beach, across the street, but never got to the house. And that was the closest we had to a pretty big hurricane. So I can imagine what these poor people are going through, watching some of this video, watching these people scramble with either loved ones or pets or cherished memorabilia that they've had, pictures, whatever, trying to get to higher ground or get to someplace safe. And, you know, once you get to that point where there's no place, there's, like, no place to go. You're looking at some of the videos. It's just, like, no place for these people to go. Which is crazy. So anyway, we'll touch on this again at the bottom of the hour, talk about Hurricane Dorian and see about the devastation and all that's going on as far as the Bahamas go. So we'll try to get an update on that. Now, I did want to touch on this Kate Steinle situation, which is also coming up in the news. The killer escapes punishment. Now, you realize that this is a murder. This is a guy who, first of all, was in the country illegally multiple times, felon. And not only was he in the country multiple times, convicted felon, breaking the rules, breaking the law, says he found a gun and was shooting, remember he was shooting sea lions? Which, by the way, is also a felony. And nobody seems to care about any of that. So explain to me how this guy is not convicted of multiple state murder and manslaughter charges at the very minimum. And this poor girl who died in her father's arms, basically saying, I don't feel so good, I'm hurt, and his dad's got to watch her go. And this guy doesn't have to rot in jail the rest of his life. I don't understand how that works, this system works. It makes no sense to me, to yours truly. And I have a, you know, laundry list of ones I can read through. Some maybe I've touched on before in the past. But, I mean, two illegal immigrants charged with second-degree rape of an 11-year-old girl in Maryland. We talked about this, I think, last time I was on, but I got to bring it up again. Montgomery County Police, they arrested two guys. And there's been more rapes since I talked about this on Thursday of last week. But they arrested Mauricio Navidad, 29, of Maryland, and Carlos Amaya of Gaithersburg, Maryland, for allegedly raping the same underage girl multiple occasions. The victims reported the instances of rape to the school social workers in July, and then eventually these guys got arrested. On one occasion, they used a cell phone to record sexual acts with the 11 years old sexual acts. Investigators reportedly found several images on one of their cameras. And again, since then, a number of other folks in this Maryland suburb, which, by the way, is a sanctuary city, have also committed rape. So you've got this gang rape mass hysteria culture that's going on down there in that county, and not Montgomery County. And I mean, are we just going to sit on our hands and allow this garbage to happen? This is the kind of a crime where the men should be executed. They shouldn't be coddled. The girl's life is essentially over. I mean, what kind of a trust scenario is she ever going to have? What kind of a life is she going to have always looking back on this? These sanctuary cities are killers, man. They're killers. So, I mean, the thought that we continue to allow this to happen, to me, is unconscionable as a country. And somewhere along the line, someone's got to step up. One other thing I wanted to throw at you. Like I said, I'm throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall here because we only have an hour here. I'll be back again on Thursday, but we only have an hour. So if there's anything that touches your hot spot and you want to call in, again, feel free to do. We'll try to take some calls in between this break, and we'll bring on Gil Simmons, the meteorologist, at the bottom of the hour. But Down the road in New Jersey, an appeals court last week upheld the new law allowing terminally ill patients to end their lives with medical help. Now, the bill might have been put on hold previous court rulings, etc., but opponents appear to have run out of legal options to block it. And I think this is a fascinating conversation to have. I know it's not front and center news. I know it's not, you know, anything that Trump is doing. I know it's not the hurricane. I just, this conversation to me, because we're supposed to be compassionate. We're supposed to have feelings above and beyond. And if you go through all of the protocol and you meet the criteria of basically your life is incredibly painful. You have been given a certain amount of time to live. You have nowhere else to turn. These are things that people have to go through. They shouldn't have to go through this. And if they make a conscious decision to end their life, I don't see any reason why we should step in. I don't even understand. I still don't understand why suicide's illegal. I don't understand that. I mean, I get it. Nobody wants to see it. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing to even think about. But why is it illegal? I don't get that. I mean, it's your life. As long as you're not harming somebody else, well, why are we actually having a conversation about this? Unless I'm missing something, which is always possible. All right, listen, our phones are beginning to ring, so we'll grab a couple of calls in between. We'll do that when we come back. Once again, our number, 1-833-WAR-TALK. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for the first hour for Wayne Allyn Root tonight. This is the USA Radio Network, and the show is called Raw and Unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we've got a whole bunch of people on hold, so we're going to go right to them and go through as many as we can. Neil is in Connecticut. Neil wants to talk a little bit about gun violence. Neil, how are you?
Hey, Lee, how are you?
What's happening?
Old friend, a regular call-in. Listen, these people that are committing these acts of violence with guns, no amount of gun legislation will ever stop them. The guy, the last one, he had a pistol and was just shooting people indiscriminately. It is a mental health issue, and until the politicians realize that you've got a bunch of these mentally ill people running around, we're going to be faced with this every single day. In Connecticut, in the last week, there have been, I'll bet you, 10 people shot between Hartford, Bridgeport, and New Haven. You know, I don't see the total ban of guns, and I'm not a gun nut.
Right.
I don't hunt, but for them to go out and be like the Nazis were, to, you know, collect all the guns and everything, I don't think that's right.
I don't even think it's doable there, Leo. I don't think it's even something that they can accomplish. I think you'd be starting a revolution if you went out and tried to go door to door and take people's guns away. It would turn into a bloodbath.
You couldn't be more right, Lee. You couldn't be more right. You know what? These people, this last guy, he got fired. He worked at a oil refinery or something.
Yeah, trucking company.
Yeah, he got fired, and then he called the FBI and was, you know what? They should have been on him like a chicken on a June bug.
That's the thing. We got to figure out a way to find these crackpots, these nutcases that pop up on social media. You know, I got to figure out a way to go grab their guns before they can go do something terrible.
You know, I want to tell you, I and really, I probably shouldn't go into a lot of detail. As a high school teacher, I identified a kid that I thought was problematic.
Yep.
And some 10 years after the fact, he did indeed shoot and kill his father.
How about that?
And as the father had, you know, the AKs and this and that and the other.
Yep.
But you know what? I mean, and I've been a teacher for 37 years. And I'm not saying I'm, you know, Sigmund Freud or, you know, anything like that, but I'm going to tell you something. I know when a kid's not hitting on all these cylinders.
Right.
And this kid was pretty easy to see, so.
Well, listen, Leo, thank you, buddy. I got to try to squeeze in a couple more, but thanks for weighing in. Let's go out to Las Vegas where Diane is. How are you, Diane?
Hi, Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. I just got a actually, I have two comments.
Okay.
I got a comment on your last statement about, you know, it's your body, you know, you're not hurting
yes.
anybody in suicide.
Yeah. Yes.
You've never sat with the grieving family or the people that love that person that commits suicide. And secondly, a person who commits suicide, I work with people who are distressed.
Okay.
And have had traumatic events.
Right.
And people who want to commit suicide are, number one, they're not in their right mind.
Right.
Okay. I'm not calling them crazy or loony, but their chemicals in their body could be way off, causing them to, you know, want to leave this world. They don't see things. They don't see reality as reality is.
Okay, well,
All they see is the pain.
Let me just interrupt. I'm not an advocate for someone killing themselves. I just don't think it should be criminal for someone to do it. And I'm more talking about people who are at the hospice spot in their life where they're in a lot of pain. You know, they're taking all this medication. They're taking morphine. And, you know, they're just they're in horrible shape, and they don't want to put their family or themselves through it anymore. That's what I'm not talking about some guy whose girlfriend dumped him and he's on the bridge. Of course we want to save that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No,
okay, I'll comment on that one too.
Okay, go ahead.
The other thing that you might not be aware of is even though the person is belabored and they're still in pain and whatever, and I'm not downplaying that because I just had a bout with that.
Right.
But a lot of times people won't go. They don't even die when they want to, and because the other people aren't ready to let them go.
All right, listen, Diane, I got to run. I understand what you're saying. I think me and you are a lot closer to being on the same page than you want to admit. I think you maybe either misheard me. I'm talking about people towards the end of their life who can't deal with the pain anymore. I think those folks should be given an option. If they want to take their own life, they should be able to do so. As far as fighting the fight, I'm all about fight until you've got no more fight in you. Just keep going to the last day. I'm always about that. USA Radio Network. Gil Simmons joins me, meteorologist, next. Stick around.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is gradually moving away from Grand Bahama Island and picking up speed. The National Hurricane Center's latest advisory show the Category 2 storm is now tracking to the northwest at about 5 miles per hour, packing winds of 110 miles per hour as it slowly moves towards the north. As the storm inches closer and closer towards Florida, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Floridians should consider themselves lucky.
We didn't get a direct hit, okay? If this thing is done to us or it's just to the Bahamas, we'd be having a very different conversation. That doesn't mean there isn't threats associated with this to people, and that doesn't mean there isn't a storm surge threat. I encourage people to go on the National Hurricane Center website. You'll see it on the map.
California residents are paying their respects at a makeshift memorial for those lost in the tragic boat fire off Santa Cruz Island. Rescue crews have recovered 20 bodies so far, with another 14 people presumed dead. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start, and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare.
All right, we are back. Once again, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. And I know a lot of folks, in particular out on the West, don't have to deal with hurricanes. And I wanted to bring on our very good friend. He is the number one meteorologist here in the state of Connecticut. He's on Channel 8. And we love him. He's a walking superstar. And that's Gil Simmons. Gil, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on here. I want to give a shout-out to all of you from East Coast to West Coast and everybody in between.
I'm not a big follower of the weather, but you obviously are. Get your opinion on what's happening with Hurricane Dorian and why it's just sitting out there. What's going on?
Well, this thing has been such a hassle. And first of all, my thoughts and prayers with everyone, you know, the northern Bahamas, Great Abaco, Grand Bahama Island. I'm sure we're going to see more and more footage once they get back into the communication network and everything. It's heartbreaking. You know, you take these small islands, the wind was gusting, forecast over 220 miles per hour. Lee, that's tough to get your mind around. With a, you know, an Indy car is doing that.
Right.
So, this thing has been sitting. It's now starting to move north. And the problem is, for all of our listeners in Florida, this thing's going to be offshore and just scraping those beaches along the coast of Florida all night tonight. And then into tomorrow, it starts to transition. It heads more of a Georgia. And then eventually it's going to impact South Carolina. And there's an amazing turn that's going to happen where it stays parallel with South Carolina. But I'm starting to get concerned about this getting a little too close for North Carolina. And that's going to be a little bit later on this week where there could be some 90-plus mile-per-hour wind gusts. So, you know, just what we're talking about now, think of the millions of people who are going to be somewhat impacted by this thing as it creeps up to the north, eventually northeast, and then it's south of New England and out of our hair by Saturday morning.
All right, but we're finding now with these photos and info coming out of the Bahamas, I mean, Bahamas essentially is underwater, right?
That and the amount of wind was absolutely incredible. And you know, Lee, you talk about water because that's so commonly overlooked. You know, to all the listeners that are going to be near these beach areas, these saltwater marshes, these inlets, that's where this water, I was looking at some of the data that shows the water level could be 7 feet or more above where it usually ends up. So if you're in those coastal areas of South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, all these states, you know, it's very flat near the water. You're talking about that water going inland pretty far. So I just hope that people are taking this serious, because it's easy in a discussion to say, well, it's not going to make a landfall, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just going to go about my business, no big deal. But this is going to impact a lot of people right through the rest of this week as it creeps its way along the coast.
We're talking to Gil Simmons, WTNH Channel 8. He is their go-to meteorologist, and we appreciate him coming on. He comes on my morning show from time to time. And what causes a hurricane to stall like that? I don't think I've ever seen that.
Well, what happens is there's a roadblock over the north and central Atlantic. There's another area that's like a roadblock over the U.S. And this is, you know, on that home barometer. Maybe you had one of those. Well, you said you're not into weather.
Well, right? My brother loved it.
You know, those little barometers that hang on the wall. They look artsy.
Yeah.
They look fancy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, high pressure means just that. High pressure, it's kind of like a brick wall for these things. These systems can't move into high pressure. They can't move high pressure out of the way. So it's sort of a giant roadblock. And this thing was blocked. Now it's starting to break down a little bit, and it's going to find its way. At the same time, there's going to be a developing wind flow coming across the northern U.S., and that's going to gently turn it and keep it right at the coastline. Now, my only concern is for any of your listeners, South Carolina from Myrtle Beach to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, I think that's where there could be some leeway here, and not in a good way. It may try to track closer and closer, where there could even be some sort of landfall around Wilmington and places like that. And now you're talking about what's left of this core of wind moving over some of the land areas. And then, you know, the jet stream winds are going to move it away from the northeast. So it's all about this roadblock that's been set up, but it is showing signs it's going to break down, and that will finally allow it to get the heck out of here.
Now, you all make these incredible predictions. I mean, some of them, you hit it right on the head, which is always amazing to me. I mean, here are hurricanes. They're out in the middle of the Atlantic. Some cases, they're probably closer to Africa than they are here. And you've already forecasted, like, exactly where they're going to go. Now, I know you can't explain it in 3 minutes or less, but in a general sense, what exactly is going on? Is there like a computer model?
You know, there are so many things involved. It's kind of like, you know, maybe an engine or something like that. Think of that with millions of little gears that are ultimately moving one thing. That's kind of how this is working. There's so much into it. And I'll be honest with you, what makes me nervous when it comes to forecasting these systems that are, number one, powerhouse strength. You know, we're talking life risk.
Right.
Kind of strength. And number two, this is tracking, as you mentioned, over thousands of miles of open ocean. Now, here's the problem with that, Lee. What makes me nervous, we don't have a lot of weather stations. As everyone knows, well, we get our weather data from the airports all around the country. Well, you're not looking at airports out there over the ocean. You're relying on ships and these hurricane hunters who are amazing men and women. They're strong people to fly through these hurricanes. We're relying on their data. But otherwise, there's a lot of data sparse areas. So the computers struggle with that sometimes because they're not getting all this data. But that's where these hurricane hunters pick up the difference and help to put all that into these formulas, crunch the numbers, and that's the output you get. Now, I will say when you're 5-6 days out, there are going to be adjustments. You know, people bust my chops. Hey, yesterday you said this. Today you're saying that. But, Lee, isn't this why the heck we update it? Yeah, the men and women with these hurricane hunters, think about the nerve flying through one of these hurricanes. And what's interesting is they're not doing it for fun. Well, I know some of them might be like a kid doing this, but the data that they provide, these computers, when you hear that European model and the GFS model, that data is so important for safety, wherever this thing will be tracking, and the overall accuracy that it is just very critical. Those people need a shout out because this whole thing of forecasting hurricanes is not easy. Now, we've come a long way.
Right.
And, of course, we adjust the forecast, as we have even with this one. That originally looked like there was going to be a landfall over Florida. Now it's just going to parallel. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So a lot of those moving gears are different people, different things when it comes to measuring the weather and stuff like that.
All right, listen, we got about a minute left, and I just wanted to ask you, once again, I can't thank Gil Simmons enough from Channel 8 here in Connecticut, WTNH. He's just a great guy and a fantastic meteorologist breaking some of this stuff down for us. Do you expect there to be more hurricanes this year, or is it just a normal number? I mean, I know we've talked about this in the past, but this whole climate change and all that goes along with that, do you feel as though there have been stronger hurricanes here in the last decade?
You know what? I really put my horse blinders on. I focus on the season at hand. And I want to tell you this. There are three other areas that we're watching out there right now. There's one in the southern Gulf of Mexico. We need to watch that one. There's another one that's south of Bermuda. And there's something near, as you were talking about, the coast of Africa. So, yes. But typically, Lee, the peak of the season when a lot is going on, that's September 10th and 11th. We're kind of on course, but it's been unusually quiet to this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets people talking, like, hey, all of a sudden. Now, overall, can I attribute global warming and discussions like that? You know what? I step off to the side when it comes to that.
Right.
I like to look historically. You know, you look at the Galveston hurricane. you look at some of these incredible deadly hurricanes that have happened, and a lot of them were a long time ago. So, you know, I think we go through phases. Even if you look at the last 10 or 15 years, you've had very active seasons, then you've had somewhat quiet. Now, there has been a push and some data showing that the last 5 years or so, there have been more Category 5 hurricanes. But, you know, it's interesting. Lee, how many airplanes do you think were flying back in, you know, the 1800s, checking this stuff out?
That's a good point.
Sampling with a satellite image now that I can see from Connecticut and analyze a storm. You know what I mean? A lot of it is different now, too, and I try to think about that as well.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think people jump to these wild conclusions because we're living in the here and now. And I'll tell you something else, not you, but I think they go out of their way to try to scare people.
Can you get your mind around gusts to 220 miles per hour? I can't even, I mean, you cruise at what, 80?
Yeah, sure.
220? That's unbelievable.
I know.
All I ask is that they take it serious, especially for that flooding. And one other thing, if anyone could remember, if you hear of a tornado warning, that means a tornado is either happening or about to happen in that area. And I guess the good thing now is with our phones a lot of times, you know, you get that warning that buzzes over the phone. But I am worried about tornado warnings, even though this is not making landfall. There could be tornado warnings from Florida to Georgia, South Carolina to North Carolina. People need to take that seriously.
Gil, nobody does it like you. I cannot thank you enough. Gil Simmons.
Thank you.
TNH Channel 8. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Shout out to everyone in the USA. Thank you very much.
Thank you, pal. Gil Simmons right here in Connecticut, sending it out across the entire country, as we are as well. On the USA Radio Network. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan, who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guests us here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for an average Trump fan. It is an amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. So register for AmpFest. What a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. It is Lee Elsie, and I am in for Megan Barth, I think, who took a hiatus today. She usually has the first hour on Tuesdays. I get the first hour on Thursdays, and Wayne gets the rest, and he'll be coming at you in about 13 minutes with a potential special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll let him do that a little bit later on. So if you want to weigh in, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll grab a call. Chet has been waiting a while in Long Island, so Chet wants to talk about Kate Stiley. Chet, how are you?
Yeah, Lee, so this human walking piece of garbage, Jose Zarate, came in and out of this country 5 times. He got deported. When they tried him in 2017, they acquitted him of the first and second degree murder charges and manslaughter charges and assault with a deadly weapon. The only thing they got him on was being a felon in possession of a firearm. So this totally gets overturned. Can you imagine what that family feels like right now?
No.
What kind of message, Lee, are we sending to these illegal dirtbags that come into this country, deal drugs, shoot our children up? We're just basically telling them you can come in and out as you please, kill our citizens, and you can get away with it. How dare this liberal judge out there in California do this to that family? I shudder to think of the other cases that she oversees, because this is an embarrassment, it's a disgrace, and you know, I'm fearful being a father here on Long Island, because we have a lot of these illegal scumbags that come in here too, and I don't care if it sounds wrong or right when I say that, because these people should not be above the law, and it ticks me off that they are. I can't get away with a driving ticket, Lee, let alone come in and out of this country willy-nilly and shoot somebody in the back. It's a disgrace.
I don't even know what to add to that. You summed it up perfectly, Chet. I mean, what else is there to add except for the fact that you are 1,000% on the money? They've created this scenario in these sanctuary cities, in these sanctuary states, where illegal aliens, people who are here illegally, can pretty much do apparently whatever they want, even kill someone. Now, this guy, again, as you said, bounced in and out 6 times. He is he is somebody that should not only should he have been in prison already, next time he had come into the country, he should have been locked away for good. But we don't have the stomach for that anymore. Certainly California or the other liberal states don't have the stomach for this. And I don't know what you do if you're the father of Kate Steinle. I don't know what you do if you're other family members. I don't know how you look at it. And again, if you're an illegal here, it's carte blanche. You can do whatever the hell you want, apparently.
And Lee, two of the charges that he had on those when he got deported, one of them was a heroin charge, and one of them was sexual assault. So what did we do when we found out he had these convictions? We just put him in jail for a year? We deported him? This is crazy.
It is crazy.
This makes no sense.
None.
It drives me up the wall, but hopefully some justice is served with this guy. He will see his judgment day, I can tell you that much.
I hope so. Chet, good call, man. Karma is... Well, it's a bitch. It is. And I think, you know, hopefully he'll get his in the end. I don't know what liberals think. I don't know what the mindset is when these judges pass down these kinds of judgments on these kinds of continuous criminals. Now, listen, if this was, you know, if the story was one of an immigrant coming to this country, you know, fighting to get across the border, leaving poverty to make a way here in his life, never been arrested before. You know, he finds himself on the dock in San Francisco. And if the story were even remotely true, with this maggot basically throughout, and that he found the gun and if something like that even kind of happened, my response would be, well, you know what? You shouldn't have pulled the trigger, and you shouldn't have picked it up, and you're responsible at least for a manslaughter charge if you didn't mean to kill that poor girl. What about the girl? What about the victim? Everybody forgets about her. So shame on everybody out in California. Shame on the judge for sure. And like Chet had just mentioned, I hope karma catches up with this guy, because that's a man who deserves to rot in hell for eternity. All right, I guess I'm done. Music is playing. So Wayne is coming up right after the top of the hour. Got a little goose pimples and goosebumps. So we'll be listening up to that. And, of course, I think there's a special guest coming up in the third hour, but I won't tell you who that is. You guys have a great night. I will be right back here in this big seat on Thursday. USA Radio Network. Have a good one. See you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
10:15.